to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. This is Chris Witz. The last couple of mornings I've looked at the topic of connecting with people. I just want to take it one step further today. How is it that we get along with people? I think honesty is important. One of the keys to developing a healthy connection with people is to handle the problems that come up. And of course that takes honesty. I've been talking about Proverbs, and another verse from Proverbs 27, 5 and 6 says, "An open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a friend are better than many kisses from an enemy." In other words, it's better for a close friend to be honest about a problem than for an enemy to tell you, you know, you're great and they don't really mean it. So I spoke about that yesterday. Constructive words, well, we also need to understand that we need to be careful what we say. We can wait for the right time to say things. And it talks about commitment and talks about honesty. What about forgiving offences that happen? Proverbs 17:9 says, "Disregarding other people's faults preserves love. Telling them about them separates close friends." That's Proverbs 17:9. So friendship requires the ability to forget. And often those connections with people are destroyed because they've not been prepared to forgive. In chapter 19:11 of Proverbs, it says, "People with good sense restrain their anger. They earn esteem by overlooking wrongs." That's why it says in Ephesians, "Be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you." So this type of forgiveness is important. Now, there's an interesting concept I want to share also today in the area of connecting with people, and that's being confidential with information. I like the story of the three ministers who got together and decided to work on being honest with each other. They sat down and said, "Well, look, let's be honest. What's our greatest struggle, our greatest sin?" And the first man said, "Well, I struggle with lust. I always have done this. I've had some evil thoughts." The next man said, "Well, I struggle with materialism. I'm in debt. I can't look after my money." And the third minister said, "I struggle with gossip and I can't wait to get to a telephone." So if you're having good relationships and good friendships with people, you need to learn to guard confidentiality. Proverbs 11:13 says, "A gossip goes around revealing secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence." So we tend to think of gossip as one of those little sins, but when God talks about gossip, actually he puts it up in the list a bit towards other more important or serious sins, because gossip, of course, is very destructive to relationships. Do you know that gossip can actually tear a friendship apart? It can tear churches apart, and more friendships, I think, have been destroyed by gossip than any other disloyalty. I think we need to understand that gossip is an important thing. You don't know the impact that's having, but it does tear relationships apart. So let's look at a definition. Gossip is talking about a situation with somebody who is neither a part of the solution or part of the problem. And if they're not part of the problem or the solution, and you're talking with them, chances are that's gossip. So if you've got a problem with another person, what do you do? The Bible says, look, you go to that person and you talk to that person, not everybody else. If someone comes to you with gossip, they want to perhaps tell you about a situation that's nothing to do with you, you say, look, you should go and talk to that other person. And what if they don't want to? Well, you go with them and say, look, really sounds like you're concerned with this problem. I sense you're hesitant to talk with that person. Let me come with you, and we might be able to deal with that problem together. So if it doesn't resolve the situation, don't be part of the gossip, because if you're wanting to connect with people, people need to trust you. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for relationships. Thank you, Lord, that you've made us, you've created us so that we can be connected with each other. I pray that we would take whatever key we've identified as the one that we're going to practice, Lord, today or this week to build better relationships. So, Lord, I pray that we will be connected to you. We thank you, Lord, that we can talk to you and come to you in prayer. In the name of Jesus, I ask. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.